This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So I feel like we're in a transactional era.
We are now.
We are. For my time, you need to give me some money.
I think a lot of women that didn't have fathers think like that.
If you don't like the man, no matter how much he makes, no matter what social status he has, let's not deal with that person.
Right.
Let's not waste his time or yours.
Right.
But staying in a situation because you think that you have something financially to gain, you are making yourself into a class A prostitute.
Yeah, indeed. So you think connection is secondary to currency?
I think with a lot of women it is right now.
Yeah. And it seems like men, too, with that whole Shannon Sharpe thing.
For sure.
Because if you're leading with your money, you are saying your currency is above the connection with the person.
Well, if a man knows this is what makes this woman go, why wouldn't he?
Right.
A man that has money can make more money. A man of value gives his time to things that he cares about.
Right.
Not his money. If you want to know if a man of value really cares about you, does he give you his time? That is the highest form of currency that a man has. It's the one thing that we got that we can't get back once we spend it.
Right.
And you'll never have more of it.
Right.
We only have a predestined amount of it in our lifetime.
Right.
And we gave some to you. We can't ever recoup that. Money, you think that this thing that I can flip at any point in time is me showing you that I like you?
Right.
No, bitch, this is a piece of paper.
Right.
With my time, I'm giving you a part of my life.
Mm.
And a lot of women just go over their head. Tell me, man, it's a bitch sucking dick right now, cheating on her man that love her man.
Right.
But respect is not going to allow that woman to do that.
Not
it's a woman cheating on her man right now. She love her man and she cheating on him with the next nigga.
Right.
But if she respected a man, she wouldn't even look that man way.
100%.
So how the hell can I feel love if you don't respect me? Because at any point in time, that respect, the fact that you value this man, you respect this man so much that I would never do that to my, I would never move around like that with my man.
Yeah. So love is for her.
Hey.
The respect is for me.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, listen, bro, you know what's crazy about it, bro? The only people that really love men unconditionally is our mamas.
Indeed.
You think about it.
I believe that.
Bro, only person that love us unconditionally is our mama. Whether we locked up, broke, rich, don't matter, fucked up, ugly, our mama.
Yeah, and your kids from age 1 to...
For sure.
6, right? 7.
You know, men don't get unconditional love, bro.
Right, right. Yeah.
And you got to understand that even with the kids, the mother can turn them away from you, bro.
I've seen it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
a man's love, our love is more, our love is unconditional.
Right.
Because if I love this woman, I don't care how much money she makes.
Nope.
I don't care what she bring, you know, finances. Yeah. I love her because of the way she makes me feel. I don't really have a lot of, there's not a lot of value, or my life's not going to change day one when I get this girl. I love her.
Right.
On the other hand, with women, their love is conditional.
Yeah.
Conditional on the fact that you can provide,
mm-hmm.
protect me, make me feel special, take me on vacations,
yep.
give me a house to feed, put some money in my pocket, get my nails done. And guess what? If you go an extended period of time and when a woman feels uncomfortable, see how quick that love don't make sense no more.
Yeah. So I feel like we're in a transactional era.
We are now. We are.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for my time, you need to give me some money. That's pretty much.
I think a lot of women that didn't have fathers,
mm-hmm.
think like that.
Mm.
Where they equate their bodies and their affections with a transaction.
Yeah.
It's prostitution.
I mean, yeah.
It's time for money.
Right.
So and given, let me keep it all the way up funky. Every man pays for it in some shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman sells it in some shape, form, or fashion. And then when it gets to the point where this man likes this woman enough where he don't want her to give it to nobody else, he pays for her to put it up and don't give it to nobody else. But what I'm saying is, it's up front now.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With love and relationships, I like you. You like me. Let's make this shit work together. I'm going to be the best man for you. You be the best woman for me. And we're going to live happily ever after. In today's climate, it's you want my time. You want me to go out with you. Pay me. You want some pussy. Pay me. You want it. Pay me. Pay me. Pay me. And then they get upset when a man does not respect them like a wife when you are acting like a harlot.
Right.
Google harlot.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, it's a lot of transactional dating. On both ends, though. I can't just put it on the women. You know what I'm saying? As much as I can't just, I mean, because we just seen Shannon Sharp.
I hate to say it like that, but he was transactionally dating.
Yeah. Just keep it a buck.
He's with his money.
Hey, man, a 10, what do you say, 10, 25 a cheek? He was playing with the money. He led with the money. So right. If you lead with the money with the women, I will say this, women going, you know, if you come to a woman leading with money and not leading with your personality, you can't blame her for goddamn cake and the check, nigga. You came, you ain't come with personality. I ain't come to you as a nice nigga. I came to you as an ATM debit card.
Right.
Or a credit card.
You can't present yourself to her as nothing else after that.
So if she wants the bag, she wants the bag. But in the same sense, but a lot of women have that, they look for that now.
Right.
They don't even want the guy that comes to you with character, with dignity, with respect, with love, you know what I'm saying, with intent to do something. He broke. Right. He just don't want to spend no money. No, I'm trying to show you who I am as a person.
Yeah, that's important.
And because I have way more value with myself than just with my pocket. My pocket is the least of my value.
Yeah.
Maybe I can have a 20-minute conversation with you and teach you how to be a millionaire.
Right.
Because I taught myself. Nigga, that's some value. You're talking about, baby, you're jumping over a dollar trying to pick up a penny because it's shiny.
Right.
Most men that have money give money away to things that they want to go away. Mm-hmm. Women thinking, if that man comes to you and he's giving you money off top, it's not because he likes you.
Right.
It's because he's ready for your ass to leave.
Yeah, indeed. Pay you to leave.
We pay women to leave. We don't pay them to come.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so a lot of women think that, oh, well, he give me money, so he must really fuck with me. No, it's just not your turn right now. He's ready for you to go.
Right, right.
And so I wish we could get back to a more genuine space in the dating market or whatever, where it's like, do you like this man? If you don't like the man, no matter how much he makes, no matter what social status he has, let's not deal with that person.
Right.
Let's not waste his time or yours.
Right.
But staying in a situation because you think that you have something financially to gain, you are making yourself into a class A prostitute.
Yeah, indeed. So you think connection is secondary to currency?
I think with a lot of women it is right now.
Yeah. And it seems like men, too, with that whole Shannon Sharp thing.
For sure.
Because if you're leading with your money, you are saying your currency is above the connection with the person.
Well, if a man knows this is what makes this woman go,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't he?
Right.
It's a man that has money can make more money.
Right.
It's the cheapest thing in the world. So if I don't have to put a man of value gives his time to things that he cares about.
Right.
Not his money. A man of value makes money. He has a money machine, a business.
Right.
He has money coming in. So he has a pretty much unlimited supply of this. He got plenty of money. Mm-hmm. So he can throw money at things to make it go away. But if you want to know if a man of value really cares about you, does he give you his time? Because that is the highest form of currency that a man has. It's the one thing that we got that we can't get back once we spend it.
Right.
You can't ever get it back. And you'll never have more of it.
Right.
We only have a predestined amount of it in our lifetime. Right. And we gave some to you. We can't ever recoup that. Money, I can literally take a dollar and get it pregnant and make it make two. And you think that this thing that I can flip at any point in time is me showing you that I like you?
Right.
No, bitch, this is a piece of paper.
Right.
With my time, I'm giving you a part of my life.
Mm.
And a lot of women just go over their head.
Right.
Because they are so consumed with that piece of paper.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's how we got to the point where it seemed like men with 9-to-5s are looked down upon these days.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Like, and I feel like that man, like, you're going to put a scammer over a man that got a 9-to-5 working? You know what I'm saying? It's like.
The conversations I have with women about men that have stable jobs is saddening.
Mm.
It's almost like they despise the 9-to-5 man.
Wow.
And majority of the time, and once again, I think it all goes with upbringing. I think it all goes with having that father in the household. Because, you know, I had a pop. And I remember, you know, when I was going to school, my daddy was leaving for work. Mm-hmm. When I got back from school, he was still gone. And, you know, later on at night, he would come back from work at night. Literally, it was dark when he left out for work and dark when he came in. My father was one of the hardest working men I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so to see that, you know, it gives me another different respect. But if a woman's never seen that because their mama ran them off.
Yeah.
Or you know, the daddy won't around, because it's always two sides of that story, yeah. Right? The mother never tells the daughter, hey, I fucked up by your daddy, and you know, that's one of the reasons why we didn't make it, because I did some wrong too. They just tell the part where the daddy messed up, right? Mm-hmm. And so if a woman has a chance and opportunity to see an example of a real man up close and personal for an extended period of time, I think that she is less likely to take that type of contempt to a man with a 9-to-5 if she's seen her father, seen a positive male role model in her life. And a lot of women haven't. The Highest Point Podcast. More than the pod, it's a lifestyle.